For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The NBA playoffs were all over the place, man. We had blowouts mostly yesterday. We had one good game. That Warriors-Rockets series could be pretty fun to watch.
I think it's going to be a nasty, ugly punch-you-in-the-mouth series.
And it is getting physical. Tom Haberstroh had a Haberstrat for everybody out there that fouls in game ones across the NBA playoffs down significantly. Free throws, by the way, 18.5 was the average free throws per game. That is the first time ever below 20.
Love it.
Yeah, I am here for it.
Steph Curry against the Rockets. I know we're going to talk about Clippers Nuggets here in a second, but there was like two possessions in a row where they tried to run some pin downs for him, and he started with Dylan Brooks and then switched over to Jabari Smith and then switched over to Amen Thompson, and every single time he tried to get off a pin down, he was just being mauled, and he just gave up. Both possessions, he just gave up and walked away like, oh, this is going to be tough.
Overcorrection incoming, but it was fun to watch, and it was good basketball that we watched. Usually what you get in a game one, though, is the officials try to assert themselves in their presence in a series so it doesn't get out of control, right? That's not what we saw throughout the game ones. And that included what was the best game of the weekend. That Nuggets-Clippers game one went to overtime. Denver pulls it out, 112-110. Still not quite sure how they did that, because you had absolutely everything that you could have imagined and wanted in that game one, where the Clippers took a page out of the Blazers playbook, did not guard Russell Westbrook. They were like, dude, I saw a team in Portland win a series by not guarding you. We ain't going to do it.
Yeah, so in the tracking era, Russell Westbrook, with a minimum of 5 threes attempted in the playoffs, was given more space than any player in the history of the tracking era. He was given 9.7 feet. They were giving him essentially 10 feet. They were giving him 3 yards of space.
And there were times where he would catch the ball, and it works because he doesn't want to shoot it. And he would take a couple of dribbles in, and they know he's not going to shoot the mid-ranger.
That was the full yakety sack situation you saw at the end of the game when he got the ball wide open and then drove and then threw it into a guy with, like, you know, 4 seconds on the shot clock. And you're like, what are you doing?
Didn't even get a shot off at the end of regulation where you were just like, okay. But he pulled the trigger on one late in the game, under 2 minutes. They didn't guard him. He hits a three, starts yapping like, yeah, this is me.
This is what I do.
Pounding his chest. It's what other teams do to you, and they dared him to do it. And I love that Ty Lue and the Clippers said, dude, we're not going to start guarding him now.
Chris Dunn literally ran away from him to go double Jokic. That's why he was so open. They were like, we want this to happen. And if you're the Clippers, you peed down your leg. You had 20 turnovers. You should have won this game walking away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, just mind-numbingly stupid mistakes.
And Kawhi Leonard played really well. Except for that aspect.
Oh,
he was
God. 7
booting the
turnovers.
Ball everywhere.
It was just, didn't like the Harden Zubat pick and roll was just murdering the Nuggets, and they just stopped going to it.
I'll tell you what, Harden
looked good.
He looked incredible.
Well,
and he's not flopping everywhere because he has adjusted to how playoff basketball is. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what made me hate James Harden.
Oh, God, yeah. It was so egregious.
Everything else about his game, though, I was like, God, it's so fun. He had that runner through the lane where he just floated it over Jokic.
And there's no chance.
And it hit, like, the front of the rim, banked off the backboard, and it just, like, fell in. That is so beautiful, and it's you can't guard it.
It's unstoppable. Like
when, I mean, unless it's Wemby's probably the only guy who could have gotten a finger on that.
Well, and you'd call it Jokic there. Jokic was god-awful defensively. He was atrocious defensively, particularly in the first half. The second half, he went from god-awful to just bad, that was just enough.
How much of that is his frustrations with Michael Porter Jr.?
I think it was frustrations with basically everyone. I think he was like, are you kidding me? Because, I mean, Michael Porter Jr. was unplayable to the point where Rick Adelman was like, nah, dog, you're not playing, and went with Russell Westbrook because, look, for all of Russ's faults, and boy, is it a long list, he's never going to stop. You never have to worry about effort, intensity, give a damn, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the intangible stuffs. Look, I have all of my Russ stuff. I'm never going to question whether he plays hard or if he's locked in or if he's engaged. Ever. Never. Never. He may be one of the top five competitors the game has ever seen.
He's delusional, but he competes.
Yeah. But that's, you know, part of what has made him great in that first ballot Hall of Famer. Despite his incredible inefficiencies, he's always a gamer. I mean, you had two quotes coming out of this game, one from Adelman and one from Jokic about Michael Porter Jr. Adelman said, you know, if Michael Porter Jr. is locked in and doing the things he needs to do and he's engaged, then he'll be out there. Like, that's about as damning a thing a coach can say. Jokic in the postgame was asked about if he could help get Michael Porter Jr. engaged, said, if you're not engaged at this point in time, you're playing the wrong sport.
Yeah, you know who looked really engaged and he's really good in the playoffs, though? Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, I mean,
Gordon and Jokic, that's why they won that game. Because you can point to, yes, Russ made a three, but then he burned another layup. The final possession that you're talking about, the end of regulation, where he had no plan. His plan was not to have a plan.
It was to run clock, and then he's like driving the rim. It's like, what are you doing?
And
it was the same thing that he did during the regular season. It was the exact same thing.
Yeah, except for there are people in the way. But it was like just a boneheaded mistake where it was the highs and lows of Russell Westbrook played out in consecutive possessions, three different times in the final 2 minutes in overtime, where you're just like, oh, wow. Yeah. And you couldn't believe it. But if Kawhi Leonard is back, and look, I don't think Kawhi is going to have another 7 turnover game. Goodness gracious, I hope the Clippers don't have another 20 turnover game, because that was tough to watch. But I think we have the best series of the first round, lived up to it in game one. And I can't wait for game two, because thankfully we get it tonight.
Yes.
We get Clippers Nuggets game two, 7 o'clock tonight. We don't have to wait too long for it.
Love it.
I'm here for it, because that was an incredible basketball game. And those two teams were trading blows back and forth. And you saw the game of runs that is basketball. Each one answered the other. And I thought, if there's one concern that I have, Adelman is first-year playoff coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sure changed a lot of things over the course of that game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, now where do you go from now?
And,
right?
that's the thing is, like, if you're the Clippers, you're looking at this game, if you can get Russ to take 15-plus shots a game, that's a win for you. If you can single-cover Jokic, because Zoo did about as good a job, and we talked about this going into the series, Zoo is about the best single-coverage matchup in the NBA, maybe sans probably Wemby, who, when he gets a little more time in his game, can just be a monster, but covering Jokic. So you don't have to send those doubles all the time, and you can blitz and trap just kind of when you want to. But the Clippers have so many different ways they can go. Like, I think they were -8 in the Chris Dunn minutes. So Chris Dunn played basically the starters, I want to say, for 25 or 26 minutes, and they were -8. Well, if Dunn's not, because Dunn ended up breaking that wide open three that would have won the game for the Clippers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do we see a little bit more Derek Jones Jr.? Do you see Norm Powell out there? Or do they take Norm Powell out of there and go a little bit bigger that way and play Harden at the one, basically, and go super big? Like, the Clippers have, like, 8 different things that they can go to in Game 2. I don't know where the Nuggets go. I mean, yeah, you can be like, well, Michael Porter Jr. cannot suck. But that's also, like, something that the Nuggets have to go into every game with.
But, yeah, you have the best player in the world. He can be a big help.
Oh, he is. I mean, he can be a big help. But I mean, Murray was, hounded the entire game, and he was okay, but not. It didn't look like playoff Jamal Murray. And we've talked about like all of the things that are bothering the Nuggets heading into this. It's not just their GM being fired. It's not just Mike Malone being fired. It's the disruption within the team, and it's Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray. Like,
yeah.
Those are the two guys, and you, if you're the Nuggets, you feel lucky to get one here. I still think the Clippers are going to win this series.
Hey, Blazers have a big day today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that to discuss because
I believe it happens in 10 minutes.
They're not in the playoffs, but they got something coming down the line. We'll get you ready for that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.